Thank you, Nate, for the message. I was challenged by 2 Peter 3, verse 10, and Nate, I think, touched on this as well, but it says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. We can store, we can put stuff away, we can fill our pantries full of stuff, but when the day of the Lord comes, that's all going to disappear and it's all going to be gone. And I just had to think about, what am I striving for? So many people are striving for storage barns full of stuff, machinery and equipment and vehicles and all the things and whatever all. And I know some of that's necessary for business and other things too, but so many people are striving for stuff. And as I read that, it's pretty simple and it's pretty straightforward. When the day of the Lord comes, that stuff is all going to melt down and it'll probably be laying in a puddle on the ground. And that'll be the end of it all. So what are we striving for? Where is our hope? Are we striving for heaven? Are we striving to be there? I'll open it up. If you have something you want to share, any prayer requests, something that stuck out to you, whatever it is, I'll give you a few minutes to share. Okay, if not, maybe the schedule messed everybody up. If not, then I don't want to keep dragging it out. I think I'll just close with verse 18 in 2 Peter 3. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Continue to grow. Continue to become more like Christ and continue to strive for heaven. Thank you, each one, for being here tonight. It was a bit of a shorter service, but it was good to be here this evening. I appreciate everything that everyone did to help out tonight. Conrad for running sound, and John's for the children's class, and for the supper as well, and for others of you that chipped in and helped out. Thank you for that. It's good to have everyone here this evening. Why don't we stand? We'll have a dismissal prayer. And then maybe Ryan, do you have a verse of a song you can close with? And then after the song, you can consider yourselves dismissed. So let's bow for prayer. God, we come before you this evening one last time. We thank you again for the privilege and for the opportunity to be here, to learn more about you, to fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. God, thank you for the privilege that we have to still gather in this land of freedom that we live in. We know that the days are becoming harder and more trying, but you are still faithful. God, help us to strive for heaven and to grow in our grace and knowledge of you. God, as we go from here this evening, I just pray that you would grant everyone safety as we travel the roadways and the highways, God. And we know as well that the storm is coming. We don't know what all is in store, but we know that you are in control of everything. So God, I just pray that you would have your arms of safety wrapped about us, and that as we go through the next couple of days, we could be safe and we could stay warm as well. God, be with us as we go from here. Help us to be more like you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.